I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I'm here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So this week's topic is obstacles, and on Sunday, Stress Mastery Weekend Edition, host Mark Middlestead kicked it off with the perception of obstacles. On Monday, with the Super Millennial, David talked on turning obstacles into opportunities. Today's Health Huddles, we're going to talk on the obstacles in becoming healthy. In Meeting of Minds this week, we are going to speak on Do Your Job on Connection Thursday. We're going to talk on perception, becoming a functioning human. And this Friday, we will start a brand new book. It is titled The Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The name of the book is The Book of Joy. David, got anything?
No, I think I'm good to go. Do you have anything you want to put in as far as announcements?
Yes, I'm going to, I'm working on a new module for the community, and it's going to be a tool chest. So in this module, you guys got to give me a little bit of time to finish it, catching up on everything, but I'm working on where it'll have the stress mastery let go tapping in it. It's going to have a couple other techniques, but it's actually a toolbox to help you with the let go and to change your state. So it'll be several tools in there. It'll be four lessons in the module, but it will be called the Stress Mastery Toolbox.
Sounds pretty cool.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. This week, our topic is obstacles. In today's Health Huddles, we're going to discuss the obstacles of becoming healthy. So an obstacle is a thing that blocks one's way or prevents or hinders progress. The definition of health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. And I agree. I think this is a complete definition. True health is a healthy body, a sound mind, and an amazing life experience. So when we look at obstacles, the big obstacles for health that I have heard, I'm going to ask if you've heard any of them, but some of the obstacles I've heard of health are lack of time, not enough energy, cost too much money, I don't have support, I don't have confidence. These are some of the main obstacles people claim. Have you heard obstacles? What are the obstacles you've heard of when people can feel they just can't get healthy?
I think the big one for me is I don't know where to start, and it's too late for me to start.
Excellent. Yeah. Time again, like don't know what to do. Right. And it's these obstacles that block people from attaining well-being. Yet as today, we will take a closer look at several of these obstacles and it will be revealed the truth, the true obstacle that prevents one from well-being. So I'm going to start. Is there anything you want to add to that as I start, because I go through these?
No, let's go. Let's get it.
So here are some obstacles to becoming healthy. Number one that I hear is time. Mm-hmm. And this is perceived as the biggest obstacle when one is attempting to become healthy. See, each of us prioritizes how we will use our time. And most people, as we know, are stuck in that stage three of development, socialized mind. When you're stuck in stage three, the ego is controlling, for the most part, the ego has control of the conscious mind, correct?
Yeah.
So, but in this state, if the ego has control of your conscious mind, in this state, your behavior is dictated and being driven by your habits and the programs that you hold. And the ego controls time through overwhelm. Mm-hmm. The way the ego does this, it uses a combination of the red zone energies, beginning with anxiety. And It uses that fear energy of the comfort zone to create this state. And it's all these red zones coming together of chaos and overwhelm. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So in this state of overwhelm, what happens? Your perception of life is chaos. And the stories that are playing over and over in your head is, there's no time. I'm so busy. And these things keep you in fear with the comfort zone, and the avoidance energy is activated. Mm-hmm. Now, in a state, you want to exercise, but you can't. No time. You want to eat healthy, but you can't. Too much to do. Can't prep meals or cook. The answer is order something fast. Yet, if we look at it, David, we all have the same time. Each of us has 24 hours a day to do what we need to do. And I will say this as a fact. Most successful people, I would almost say all successful people, but I don't want to use the word all. Most successful people in business and life have some type of health regimen that they do on a regular basis. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that was the one thing that really drove me to wanting to become fit, you know, in the beginning, because all the people that I looked up to had some type of health, you know, everything that they did, the routine, and it was like a trend. It was like, okay, that's the thing I have to do. And I didn't really know the science or the reason behind it. It just seemed to be a pattern.
And you look closely, almost all of them do, because if we look at time is a story. Because in truth, we truly have only the now. Yet, if you're in overwhelm, you never step into the now. The ego has that conscious mind control, and your perception is locked into the past in either regret or resentment, or your perception is locked into the future where you're worried and anxious, rushing from one thing to the next. Now, time is mastered through focus. Time is an obstacle that is actually rising from within. It's not the things happening outside. You know, it's really about what's happening within you. You understand that?
Yeah.
So how do we remove the obstacle of time? Well, number one is you got to slow down. The moment you slow down, you take conscious mind control, and automatically, we talked about the brain and stress, you come out of the limbic brain into the cortex. It's the cortex where you can respond. It's the cortex where you can have reasoned thinking. So one, you have to slow down. Two, you have to plan. And I mean consciously plan each day. You have to get focus. Removing the obstacle of time is focus. If you plan each day consciously, this sets attention and focus. If you set the day, what is your plan? Do you have time for exercise planned in there? Personal growth planned in there? Execution of meals is planned in there? And then if you close the day, you prep for the next day. And if you get to bed earlier, you can set the intentions for the next day and not be overwhelmed. And you can use a simple technique, the 8 technique, allowing technique for effective mind connection. And in literally in less than 2 minutes, you're setting the intention of your next day. But to do that, you have to know what is your picture of well-being. Because you can't set the intention. You can't set your focus. You can't plan if you don't know what your picture of well-being is. What does it look like? What is your picture of a healthy body, calm mind, and amazing life experience? You understand, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Number 3 for removing the obstacle of time is learn to master the fringes of the day. So if you went to bed 1 hour earlier and got up 1 hour earlier, your life and perception will change dramatically. Imagine 365 extra hours a year that is dedicated to your well-being, 30 extra hours a month dedicated to your well-being. And Plus, as an added bonus, these extra hours are chaos-free. They are guilt-free. Now, imagine if you got up 2 hours earlier. What would your life look like?
Yeah.
We have to slow down and really address time through focus. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that was one thing I realized quick when I started working out with you towards the beginning. The days were so much longer in a good way. I got so much done by the time people got up for breakfast. And it was one of those things. It was eye-opening for me because I was one of those people that I only have so much time in the day. But in reality, I was not actually using all that time because I didn't have fringes. I had chunks of the middle and that was it.
And it's a very methodical way to live, but it really changes your life. So we're talking about removing that obstacle of time. One, you slow down. Two, plan consciously and you plan each day, close each day, set each day. Three, learn to master the fringes. And number four, master time-wasting activities. Time-wasting activities, social media, web surfing, gaming, binge-watching television, sports even. This is easily done by setting a time for these things. Use a timer. This creates focus and it manages your day. It's not that you can't do these things, but you want to use your time so you have time for personal development, time for growth. So use a timer and set these things into a schedule. Don't just jump on your social media because you will end up being on there for hours. So in shift coaching, we do an exercise called the time audit exercise. The average person, when I do this exercise, cannot account for a good 35 to 50 hours a week. I want you to use that. Think of that number. Yeah. They cannot account for that. They're shocked because their greatest obstacle in their life is time. And they get shocked when I do this exercise with them because people don't realize that when you're stuck in the alarm system red zone, obviously you're not taking care of well-being and health, right? Mm-hmm. You are in perceptional blindness, which means you have no idea where your time is going all day long because you're not present.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the number one obstacle is time. What are your thoughts on time? Anything you want to add?
Yeah. When we did that audit, I was shocked how much extra time I actually had that was just sitting there. And like I said, I was the person that complained that I didn't have enough time.
And people do it. I usually hit them hard because they don't do their homework, right? I didn't have time. It was too busy. I go, yeah, we're doing a time audit exercise today and I'll do it. And I'll have like 40 hours. I go, so they don't know though. People really don't know that we're really in perceptual blindness.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you're stuck in that part, in that alarm system. You are stuck in the red zone. So that was number one obstacle for well-being is time. Number two obstacle when it comes to becoming healthy is energy. Would you agree?
Yes.
Don't have the energy. See, because when we have energy, energy gives us motivation. Energy drives us to do what needs to be done for us to become healthy. When our energy is low, it is much easier to do nothing, right? For sure. What happens when our energy is low? We create stories from this low energy that we can't exercise. We can't set our meals. We're just too tired. This is a state of energy, the 50 apathy energy. In this state of energy, the ego creates stories to keep your vibration in discouragement, drained, listless, lazy. The vibration of apathy then sets your reality of, I can't. It's a horrible energy. When you say, I can't, you are in apathy. To change the apathy vibration begins with clarity of what you want. Yes, our body supports our mind. If we slow down, get a clear vision of what we actually desire, and I mean a clear vision, and you have to ask yourself when we're talking about creating health, how does your healthy self feel? How does your healthy self feel when you awake in the morning? How does your healthy self feel throughout the day? How does the healthy self move? How does the healthy self sit? How does this healthy self stand? How does your healthy self feel when they look in the mirror? These feelings of gratitude, joy, and love for this self will give you a clear picture and pull you out of that apathy energy. And you need to write this out in detail and visualize it with the heart creation mind wide open with the feelings of love, joy, and gratitude. This one exercise will inspire you to move out of that apathy energy into that 200 courage energy. And here you can begin to execute your plan. So if it's about energy, keep the plan simple. One, drink water. Two, eat in a time-restricted window. Three, start moving. Start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Four, set your day in a higher energy, green focus power hour. Five, create accountability. But this is all it takes to get over that one obstacle of energy. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you said something interesting, how you talked about kind of building up from it, moving 5, 10. For me, it even started just by creating what I was going to do in the gym that day or my schedule, you know, and getting everything down packed. So it wasn't even actually getting out to the gym just yet. It was setting myself in motion. So when it was time, there was no extra thought. I found that I was spending so much time in the gym thinking, what should I do next now? What should I do then? I'm having a 2.5 hour workout and working out for 40 minutes. I spent so much time. So same thing this way. I got into that and then I progressively moved and got more into it.
When people are low on energy, sometimes it's physical. Many times it's mental. The body's going to support the mind, right? Change your mind. Start there and watch what happens. Your body has to support your mind. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first thing to get over that obstacle of energy. It's really changing your mind first, setting your plan into effect.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it changes everything. You'll be shocked at how fast your energy will start to come up and then start doing the practices, right? Yeah. So the number three obstacle in becoming healthy, actually, when I looked this up, was money. It's actually money. And now this obstacle, money, works in two ways. First, it ties a little bit to the time obstacle. I can't get healthy because I have to work too hard to pay the bills, and this stresses me out. And this is important. To self-author our life, all five life categories must move into stage four. In stage four, self-authoring mind, the change in state, in vibration, automatically changes your health as you spend more time in the recuperation system green zone. Yet, if your finance category is in stage three socialized mind, money will keep you from attaining true well-being. And remember, as we learn in A Happy Pocket Full of Money, money is energy and it's all about wealth consciousness. I had a client that every time he was due on his coaching sessions, he would put off paying, or it would be like, have to be chasing him to get him to pay me. He had all kinds of excuses. I can't pay you. Today's my birthday. I can't pay you. I'll take care of it next week. I can't. It was like, it was ridiculous. And I realized that he would automatically shut down all he was learning in his coaching because he had an issue with money. Because he had the money. That wasn't the issue. The issue was paying it. Yeah. Putting it out there, and he has an issue with money. So this is keeping him stuck in the alarm system red zone. And this destroys health. Money, that finance category, is a great obstacle to health because people get so stressed out about money that they can't even turn on the recuperation system. Now, the second part of money as an obstacle is the myth. It costs too much to eat healthy. It costs too much to have a gym membership. This is a very narrow view. Yes, it will cost more to get a healthy meal from Whole Foods compared to hitting the dollar menu at McDonald's. But slow down. Slow down. Anyone listening that has heart disease or type 2 diabetes or suffers from chronic pain, what are the costs of these? Factor in the cost of medications, healthcare, for preventable diseases like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. And factor in also the time spent going to the doctor and factor in the energy lost in all of this. And you will realize that you actually save money when you are healthy. You make more money when you are healthy also because you are more productive. And this is actually an easy obstacle to fix. Slow down. Become aware about money. Everything we talked about for 6 months in that book study, A Happy Pocket Full of Money. Start looking at every dollar that you put out. Ask yourself, is this dollar going out an investment in my expansion and growth and my life experience, or am I just spending money? Mm-hmm. And if you're just spending money, slow down and realize that you might want to put some over here on investing in you. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
I think for this one is the fact that so many people overcomplicate this part. And I agree. Once you start to be able to afford the higher quality foods, do it. But in the beginning, I mean, I call it bro food because it's simple, cheap, and easy foods, but it helps you stay to what your body needs to go back to that function. People laugh when I say bro food, and it's the stuff that my bodybuilder friends from like high school and college used to do because they were broke as all can be, but they were national level competitors. How? Is they made their dollar count, and then as they progressed, they went to the Whole Foods, and then they bought those more expensive meals, but there's no excuse because there are cheaper alternatives, but people overcomplicate what they see on the internet and what their friends tell them and stuff like that.
And it is easier to drive through and just pay $10 at McDonald's. It really is. But is that the way you want to live your life? Because easier isn't better.
Yeah.
Right? So when we talk about the fourth obstacle of becoming healthy is the fear of failure. Many people have tried many times to diet or exercise only to fail. A lot of people have that story. And this fear of failure is deep within the cage mind, and it causes avoidance. Avoidance is a fear energy, and it causes you to remain sick. Make no mistake, if you are not addressing your health every single day, you are sick. Disease takes years, sometimes decades, to present. Cancer doesn't just show up. Diabetes does not happen over a week. Heart disease isn't overnight, but it's inevitable. And it still shocks me when it shows up. People are shocked. It amazes me that they're shocked. I can't believe I got hypertension. I can't believe I'm diabetic. I go, really? You can't believe it? You're 50 pounds overweight and you haven't changed the way you've eaten in 40 years.
Yeah.
Why do you think that? So when people have fear of failure, they lose confidence. They don't believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. Confidence in becoming healthy is most times tied to your past attempts. And that means it's tied to failures. But understand, as Anthony Robbins says, your past does not equal your future. Yet, if you don't change your behavior, your past is set on replay in your present reality. To change this, slow down. Number one, to change this, awareness. Stop telling people this or that diet worked for me because you lost weight. If you gained the weight back, the diet did not work. It failed. Awareness, understanding what drives your behavior to the health you have this moment. What is driving your behavior for your current habits? Awareness, understand where your body and mind are at this moment. What is imbalanced? What are the behaviors I need to change? What is going on now? Awareness. How does your body work? How does your unique physiology operate? How does your body handle stress? How does your body process foods? How does your body recuperate? What are your unique genetics, awareness? How does the human being function and operate? How does the mind and brain work? How does the body support the mind? Awareness of what you must do in a detailed plan. It's this awareness that creates confidence, people. It's getting awareness that allows you to move through the comfort zone of fear and that fear of failure. When you have awareness, this leads to practices. And these practices move you through hesitation and avoidance and those fear energies of the comfort zone. So to let go of the fear of failure is to create a new experience of success. And this is done through daily practices that are supported by the awareness. The key, it's only the key, only one key for success in becoming healthy. One. And that is consistent action. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my dad used to tell me, you know, I think I was probably in high school, he says, history always repeats itself. And I thought that was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard, because I was like, well, it's in the past. And I started to realize that, wow, it's like, this is happening to me again. This is happening to me again. And it's always after a certain thing happened. And it was always because I was doing the same thing over and over. And that right there, it kind of was like a slap in the face, because every time I wanted to make a change, I always said it, but I never actually changed my actions. I never changed the behaviors that I needed to make that change. And history repeated itself over always. And over until I changed the behavior that was causing it.
If we want to have a lifetime of well-being, healthy body, calm mind, and incredible life experiences, you've got to build new skills. Your new skills are habits. And this ensures a lifetime of well-being. But to do this, we must consistently perform the behavior we desire to become a skill. There are no vacations from this. You need consistent action for 6 months to a year. We build skills, these new habits, in the cortex of the brain. After 6 months to 1 year, this action becomes a program. Now, well-being of diet, exercise, personal development becomes automatic. If you fail to be consistent, the cortex of the brain falls back to the limbic system, which then drives your behavior back in old programs. So it's consistent action, people. It's moving forward. And that brings me to the number 5 obstacle, David, in becoming healthy. And this is the tribe. The lack of support. So, number 1 saboteur of diet is the spouse, significant other, those closest to you. They will sabotage you. See, when you begin to change your behavior, this will go against the perception of who you are, especially to those who know you best. They have a perception of who you are, and this perception sets their expectations. In the beginning, when you start your journey towards well-being, everybody will be on board. But as you progress, as you change, this change will rattle those closest to you. The other day, Linda freaked out when she saw me undressed. I would freak out too. But her freak out was, she said, "You are too skinny. You have no hips." Now, this is normal, and Linda understands, but if she didn't, her first inclination, if she didn't understand it, getting ready for a bodybuilding show, I'm getting ripped, everything's changing. If she did not understand how we behave as human beings, her first inclination would be to pull me back into old behavior, to stop this, you're getting too thin. She would pull me into behaviors that match the perception that she carries of who I am. And it's interesting to watch this, because this is what happens to everybody. And this is normal, and it will happen. And it's on you to let it go. It's on me to let it go. It's on you to create your support system. It's on you to keep going. It's on you to respond, to forgive, to understand, to help them become aware. because you're the one rattling the cage. You're the one that's changing. You're the one that's screwing everything up by trying to become healthy. So you are the one that has to resolve the conflict resolution falls on you. And understand, there are always obstacles when it comes to any type of change. But know this, there truly is only one obstacle, and that's you. Nothing else from outside you can make you feel anything, can make you stop. It's always you. David.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing for my friends and even some, you know, family members. It was always, I heard we, this is who we are. This is how we do this. This is, you know, all these things. And a lot of times they don't see it. And that was one thing I started to notice as I started to progress, especially with my health. My grandma, sweetest friggin' lady you'll meet, but she's like, oh, you're getting skinny, and then try to feed me more. It was her way of just showing love, and that's how she was raised. It was no, you know, malicious intent behind it. It was just how she did things. So for her, it was the same way. Our friends, we grew up the same way. We did the same things. And when I started to change, they were, whoa, you're acting different. You can't go out. You're going to the gym. Skip it. It's just the gym. All these things were, they were used to it. They were comfortable. We were consistent in those actions. And now I broke that consistency and created a different one. It made them uncomfortable because I was changing.
And so eventually your tribe will back you as you start to change and everything else. But you guys got to understand, you cannot fall apart because people around you are falling apart. Because if that happens, then you do not have your support system set.
Yeah.
You do not have a clear vision. You do not have a clear plan. You are not setting your day and closing your day. You're not following the practices of stress mastery if you get derailed that easy.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, your closest people will try to sabotage you, and it's unconsciously. You think Linda wants me to stop now after all this? No, but it looks different. She's never seen me compete before. Yeah. She's never seen my body look like it does right now. And she hasn't seen anything yet. Wait till all the veins are coming out now and all that coming out. She's going to hate it. I know she is. I know her well, but she's not going to stop me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. I think the cool thing about that too is the consistency. This when it's for you, of course, but it almost proves people wrong and it filters out the people who should be in your corner. You know, once the consistency, my dad was a big one for me. You know, he was like, I want to see you consistent. And then when I was consistent, he was like, do you think you're kind of too into this? And when he saw it was something I was actually doing, kind of pulled back. Once I proved him wrong, even though I wasn't doing it for him, he backed me 100%. I had an ex-girlfriend who went, and that filtered out who was really in my corner because she never got on board. And that's who I realized that wasn't supposed to be in my corner. My support
ex-girlfriend.
No, that's what I said. I said
exactly. No, exactly. Yeah. That's why it's an ex-girlfriend.
I've had that with friends. Yeah. I've had that, you know, with relationships, coworkers, all of that. And it's eye-opening and a great way to have that awareness.
I see the same thing happening to Brett. Everybody wants to stop him. No, you're not stopping him. He knows what he's doing and what he's going for. So eventually everybody gets on board.
Mm-hmm. It just happens. Or they get gone.
Right? Or they get gone. But you got to take care of you. Yeah. The only obstacle to your health is you. You can figure anything out. There's no such thing as bad genetics. There's no such thing as a slow metabolism. There's no such thing as all this is crap, people. And I'm telling you, I can say it because I know from experience. It's a bunch of crap. Yeah. You have to make up your mind that it's important to you. And then you have to go after it.
Yeah.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.